Magic 98.
There's no manual for moms. You wing it. Sometimes you succeed. Sometimes you fail. So, could you tell us what your name is and then share with us your mom fail?
Yes. Hi, my name is Heather, and I'm from Janesville. And I have to say my pride got the best of me, and then I made my whole family sick. It was awful.
Okay. Tell us that story.
So cooking is usually my job in our house, right? So my husband will grill sometimes, but for the most part, I'm the one who's planning all the meals, doing all the cooking. And I usually try to make something that everybody will eat, spaghetti and meatballs, tacos, meatloaf, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But a couple of times a week, I'll try other things. And inevitably, one of my three boys will give me that scrunched up sour face and say something like, you know, I'm not eating this. They never, ever say, Mom, this is great. Thank you so much for cooking.
Right.
You know, none of that. One day we wake up on a Saturday morning and my husband makes pancakes and my kids go bananas. They're like, oh, you're so much better cooked than Mom. These are like the best pancakes ever. They're going on and on and on. I'm like, really? You put syrup on them. Of course they're going to taste good. Anything with syrup tastes good.
Not fair.
You know? And then the next time my husband got up to play pancake hero, I was like, okay. I'm going to sabotage his pancakes, right?
You're going to sabotage the pancakes?
I was like, you know, what can I do? So I find some hot sauce in the fridge and I put that in the batter, thinking, you know, this is a good joke and, you know, it'll kind of prove my point that he's not this fabulous cook. So they must have been okay because all the boys ate them, but about an hour later, everybody except for me is getting sick. And I came clean and I showed them the bottle that I put into the batter and I was apologizing up and down, but what I didn't realize was that it was expired, like 7 years ago expired. And there's mold all over the inside of the cap.
Wow.
So I was mortified. I mean, here I put mold in my family's breakfast and I made everybody sick. I mean, how horrible is that?
Is everybody okay now?
Yeah, that was like about a week ago. But I was like, oh my God, now I feel this terrible guilt. Like I will have this hanging over my head for the rest of my life that I intentionally made my family sick.
Welcome to the club, Heather. Together we proudly fail every single day.
Amen, sister. Amen.
Mom, fail! Magic 98.